You have your Bible, we'll turn to Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 31. The Bible says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both of by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. And now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, solid faith. Solid faith. As we look at this and we see the writer of Hebrews, and he's talking to these people, and he's talking to those that know the Lord, know who the Lord is, and let them know that the Lord wants to work in them, that He wants to touch their heart, and He wants to help them. He had told them over here in verse 26, he said, "For if we sin willfully after we received the knowledge of truth, there remain no more sacrifices for sins." Amen? And so talking about to sin willfully, or willful sin. Amen? To do those things that we know better then. Amen? He said, we ought to know. He said, when the full knowledge has come, amen, the full knowledge of the Lord, who the Lord is, he said, when there's no lack of understanding of the truth, he said, we ought to be able to make an informed decision. We ought to be able to stand on solid faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that things is going to come along, and even false teachers are going to come in. He tells us over, I was looking this morning in 2 Peter chapter number 2, in verse number 20. He said, "For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world," talking about the pollutions and the ideology of the world, what the world thinks. See, a lot of times we get caught up and bogged down in our Christian faith. Instead of having solid faith, we begin to wonder and try to comprehend and think about what the world thinks. Amen? I don't know about you. I'd rather think about what God thinks. Amen? I think to just stay with the book. Amen? He said, "For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the later end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." Amen? He said that wisdom and knowledge of truth, once we know it, he said it's a whole lot better just to go with what we know. Amen? In other words, to go with truth, that solid foundation of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. Because he said that when we defer from that, we defer away from God. And that's never a good place to be. I tell you tonight, praise God, if things is going on in your life, things going on in different aspects of your life, it's always better, now listen to me, it's always better to run to Jesus than run away from Him. Amen. The only one that can really truly help us is the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, I've got friends, and I've got families, and I've got special people." Well, that's good. It's good for all of us to have people. But we need to know that we need the Lord above everything else. Amen? Because he says that when we turn our backs on the Lord, we turn away from God, turn away from godliness, we reject the Savior is what we're doing. Amen? And when we deliberately reject the cross of Calvary, praise God, by one way or another, we reject the Lord Jesus Himself. And that leads us, that leads the Lord with no alternative. He has to come to us. He has to convict us and judge us, amen, for our sinfulness. The atoning sacrifice, praise God, that is rejected. The only thing that we can count on is the atoning sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we determine that and we receive that in our own hearts, in our own minds, praise God, we realize that if we ain't careful, we reject the very mercy of God. The mercy is rejected and judgment has to fall. Judgment to come upon those are unbelievers. If you look back in verse 29, he gives us here some three charges to these folks. Praise God, who have got into willful sin, have done those things that they know is contrary to the Word of God. You know, the Bible tells that thou shalt not kill. You know, I don't think there's anybody in this world that don't know that you shouldn't kill. It's wrong to kill. It's wrong to commit a murder. But we're trying to justify that today in the day and hour we live. Amen? We're trying to justify because we don't agree with somebody and we don't they don't think like we do. They don't act like we do. They don't talk like we do. So we can justify murder in the day that we live. But the Bible says that we need to be examining ourselves and realizing the charges he gives us, praise God, in here in verse 29. He said there's three charges. He said one is contempt for Christ. Amen? It's the very contempt for the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, how much sore punishment, suppose ye, should he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant and wherein he was sanctified in the holy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. So we see this thing playing out in our contempt for Christ, to trodden underfoot the very blood of Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for you and for me. And he said, how wicked that is, amen, when we know the truth. The truth has been made prevalent to us, but yet we trod it underfoot. When we disobey, we walk away from God. When we do those things that we know break his heart, make him sad, we're treading on the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only were a contempt for Christ, but we're rejecting the very blood itself that bought us. Amen. That bought the covenant we have with him. Amen. We count it as worthless and unholy. I won't say that there's nothing as precious as the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. They was for a millennia. They was for a long time. They was the blood of goats and oxen and sheep and all those things would sacrifice their blood. But none of that blood could take away sin. But praise God, when Jesus came along, that great sacrifice, he shed his blood for our sins. And praise God, the God Almighty in heaven was completely satisfied with the Son. Amen. But he said, if we reject that blood. That blood-bought covenant that's been given to us, the Lord Jesus Christ, we count it as worthless and unholy thing. Amen. Praise God. I want to say there's nothing as holy as the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. But he said when we have contempt for Christ, when we reject the blood, and when we despise the very person of the and work of the Holy Spirit of God, the very person and work of the Spirit of God. And it says that's done despite unto the Spirit of grace. Amen? Do you realize that when we go in our own pernicious ways and we don't listen to what God's speaking to us, and He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, that's the only way you're going to hear from God, amen, in the day and hour we live. We're going to hear from Him through His sweet Spirit. He's going to communicate to you. You say, well, preacher, I don't need the Holy Spirit. I just read His Word and I rightly divide it and it speaks to me. And I'm going to tell you, friend, without the Holy Spirit of God to speak to our hearts through His precious Word, you'll never understand anything about God. Amen. We can't have it, praise God. But when we have contempt for Christ and we have reject the blood that was shed on Calvary and we despise the person and the work of the Holy Spirit of God, it just rips out God's heart and it tears at Him, praise God. And He said, hey, when we do those things, verse number 30, He said, there's no remedy for that. For we know Him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge His people. Amen. There's a coming a day of judgment. I don't know about you. I love the Lord. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of what I've done, praise God, with my Christian faith since I've been born again. That's a scary thing because I feel so insufficient. I feel so incompetent. I feel so so way out in the left field not doing the things, praise God, so sluthful in the things that I do for Jesus that I'm embarrassed to say. And I'm going to have to stand one day and give an account. And he said, there's not going to be no remedy. Hey, there's going to be no escape. But I'm glad I don't have to stand for the salvation of my soul. My soul is saved through that blood that was shed on Calvary. I've been saved because the Holy Ghost of God dealt with my heart, showed me an old sinner. Amen. And showed me through the precious word of truth as he tiptoed across my soul and said, son, you don't have to die and go to hell. Jesus, that blood he shed on Calvary, he shed for you. And boy, I sat back there as a little old boy and I said, glory, hallelujah. I just knowed hell would be my home. But thank God that I realized that Jesus, he shed his blood for my soul. He shed his blood for your soul. He paid the price on Calvary so that you and I might go free. Bless his holy name. But he said there's no remedy. Vengeance awaits such a person. He tells us that over in Deuteronomy chapter 32, 35, 36. That's what he's quoting here in verse number 30. That the Lord will judge his people. We're going to have to stand and give an account for him. I'm glad I can stand and give an account as a born-again believer. Praise God. I'm glad I'm not on that other side. I'm glad I'm not going to be the one when he looks in that the book of life and another book and he just looks for my story and he finds none. He finds a place where my name should have been, but it's been left out because I've rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I'm glad I didn't do that. I'm glad my name is there. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. So we see, he said, what we need is a solid faith. A faith that we need to build upon something that's solid, something that's sure. He said, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Amen. He said, it's a scary thing to fall into God's hand. It's a scary thing to fall in the hands of the hands of the living God. You know God's alive today. Amen. These people say, well, Jesus died on the cross. He's dead. And yeah, he died on the cross. He gave his life for you and me, but he rose victorious over death and the grave on that third day. And he lives, praise God. So he's a living God. He said, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Wouldn't it be a sad thing to stand before him one day and say, depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, how scary that would be. But I'm, praise God, I'm glad I know him. Now, I just don't know him in my head. I know him in my heart. He's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's that one that gives me victory through the precious blood that he shed on Calvary for you and me. Amen. He said he lays this thing out. He said in verse number 32, look what he says. He said, but call to remembrance the former days. Amen. Can you remember the former days? Can you remember when you, back to the day before you ever got saved? Can you remember back before the Holy Ghost ever convicted your heart and showed you you was an old sinner? Amen. Come on. Amen. And unless you got unless you got saved at a very young age, you should be able to remember those days before you got saved. Amen. I can remember days when I was just a little bit bigger than Harper. Amen. 3 or 4 years old, I can remember who I was, where I was, the things that I did. Amen. I remember up to the time that Jesus saved me. I remember at 7 years old sitting in the old church over at Oak Grove and Granddaddy preaching to me. Amen. Grandma was my Sunday school teacher and she took the Word of God and showed us the Word of God. Amen. Bless my little heart. We had little papers that we had every Sunday and had a Bible lesson on it. Amen. And I'd help her, if you done your Bible lesson and you read your scripture from the last week, Granny had some little old stars that you could take and you could put on your little paper. And boy, I thought it was a blessing that she'd let me pass out those little stars. Boy, I felt special. Amen. Praise God. But I knew that I was no lost sinner. Hey God, it was when I was in 1976, praise God, when I got born again. I realized that old sinner could be saved. Praise God. I remember what happened. I remember the remembrance of the former days when I was a low lost sinner. Amen. Praise God. Said, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. You remember when you got saved? Now we're just reminiscing tonight. You remember when you got saved? The Holy Ghost of God illuminated your heart, helped you see yourself an old sinner and needing of a Savior. And the Holy Spirit tiptoed across your heart and said, you know what? God loves you, an old sinner. And He wants to save you, an old sinner. And He wants to help you, an old sinner. Amen? Praise God, I remember those days. And I remember I got saved and asked God to forgive me my sins. And for several days, maybe a couple weeks, boy, I was riding high on the cloud. Amen. I was floating along. I was up there, boy. I realized that Jesus loved me, saved me from my sin, and boy, I was going good. But it didn't take very long till the afflictions come along, and the flesh begins to ride on you, and the flesh begins to deal with you, and the world seems so heavy sometimes that it's hard to carry, and you begin to wonder, did I really get it or not? Amen. Amen. Come on now. I ain't the only one. But I know that the Holy Spirit of God was there with me after I was illuminated, after that light come on, and I realized that Jesus loved me, and He came to save an old sinner like me, and He moved down into my soul, and He began to help me, and He began to redirect my path. I've done a lot of things that was contradictory to Him, but praise God, He never cast me off. He never quit on me. He never gave up on me. He never cast me out. He never quit on me. Praise God. He's always been there for me. Amen. How about you? He's always been there. Praise God. He never leave us nor forsake us. But He had always been there. You remember? Praise God. You remember what He did after you was illuminated? That great fight and He said you endured that great fight of afflictions. Amen. Your soul's afflicted so many different directions. This old world's a tugging and a pulling at you. You say, well, preacher, it don't do me that way. I'm saved and born again, and I've got power of Jesus in me, and nothing bothers me, and nothing pulls on me. Yeah, praise God, you're a better Christian than I am. Amen. Paul said, that I would, I do not. That I would not, that I do. He said, I'm caught betwixt two. He said, I'm trying my best to do right. He said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? He said, I've got this dead man, his carcass on me. I can't get away from it. It's chained to me. It's rotten. It's putrefied. It makes me sick to my stomach. I can't get away from it. Who can deliver me from this body of death? Amen. Boy, one day I come to myself and pray to everybody. She said, but through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He's the one. He's that great deliverer. He's the one that'll help us. He said, you endure that great fight of affliction. It's there. It's there. It's in every one of us. It's fighting us tooth and nail to try to overcome us. But I want to say, on the authority of God, the Word of God, greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. Now, I don't know about you, but the last time I looked, Brother Jeff, I'm in this world. Amen. We want to read that verse and we want to think about, yeah, them people that's out to get me. Amen. That person that's out to get you, the biggest boogeyman you got is you. Amen. The one that you have the most problem with is you. You say, how do you know that, preacher? You judging me? Praise God, I know I'm judging me. I know how I am. I know what I deal with every day. That great affliction that I have, that I'm enduring every day. Amen. Well, you say, I can't believe you say that, Pastor, because you're the pastor of the church. Hey, praise God. Hey, listen, pastor, church, or no matter who you are, praise God, you're still, you got great afflictions that we're fighting against. He said, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions. He said, listen, the world, if you go to church and you get saved and you say, I'm going to give my life to Jesus, you make a profession, you get baptized, and say, you know what? I'm going to die out this old world. I'm going to live for Jesus. You know what the Bible says he's doing right there? He said, the world takes you and it puts you up on display and it says, look at them. Hey, they won't make it long. I give them 2 weeks. Amen. Come on. Amen. That's what they do. They put you up on display. They say, hey, I'll give 2 weeks. Somebody say, they might make it a month. On Sunday morning, praise God, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you get your Bible and you stick it under your wing and you go down to the house of God. And they see you. And they see you for a few Sundays. They see you for a month. They see you for 2 months. They see you for 3 months. And praise God. And then you're just a spectacle in the eye of the world. They're watching you to see how, praise God, if you have that solid faith, if you've got a real foundation, or you're just a building on shifting sand. Amen. He said, we got to be building on a solid foundation. Praise God. That gazing stock. Amen. Put up for the reproaches of the world. For those doubters. Amen. See, they're doubting us. But praise God. Hey, listen. We got our faith in somebody bigger than us. Amen. We got our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ who's already overcome all that this world has. So praise God. Hey, we're a gazing stock. They're watching us. They're seeing us. But praise God, what they are to see, what they need to see is not me, but they need to see Him. Praise God. He's the one that makes a difference in their life. He said, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. Amen. What you do, you look around and you get saved, you start trying to live for Jesus, and you're a gazing stock, you're put up on display, people are watching you, they're seeing your lives. And then you look around and you see other people, praise God, that's on display too. And they're doing their best to live a godly life. They're doing their best to serve Christ. They're doing their best to live and love according to this blessed book. Amen. They're allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us and through us, give us guidance and leadership. Amen. As James said, we got 2 ears and 1 mouth. We start listening twice before we speak once. That's why God gave us a mouth, praise God, that's got ivory bars in it. To contain those unruly tongue, amen, that we have. You know, it's so apt to say things that it oughtn't to say. He said, but if we remember these, he said, ain't no remedy to those that turn back and desert God and reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Only thing that's the same is them seeing you and I. And us making a difference in their lives. For see, you had compassion of me in my bonds. Paul said, what I see the love of God in you. He said, I was bound up. He said, I've been in prison. I've been locked up. I've been shackled. He said, but you had compassion of me. He said, you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. He said, it tickled your heart to be able to take what was yours, praise God, and give it to me. Amen. Paul said, I'm locked up. I can't do for myself, praise God. But he said, you took care of me. He said, you ministered to my heart. He said, it encouraged my spirit. Amen. Do you ever realize, praise God, we can minister to people encouraging their spirit? He said, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Amen. Now here he's touching on this substance. Now if you go to Hebrews chapter 11, it's a hall of faith, we call it. And he talks about that faith, he said, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the author here is writing to these, and he's talking, said, you minister to folks the things that you had to minister. Said you give out those things that you had to give out because you know that there's a better and a more enduring promise, praise God in the Lord, a more enduring substance. He said what he's talking about is that faith, that substance of hope that we have. He said you've got a hope, praise God, that's beyond this world. Amen. I've got a hope beyond this world. They may lay me over in the cemetery, but before the end of the week. But praise God, I've got a hope that's not of this world. Praise God, my hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My hope is in that glorious heavenly home that He's gone to prepare for me. My hope is in a Savior that's promised if He went and made me that home, that He'd come again and receive me unto Himself, that where He is, there I may be also. One of these days, I'm going to be in the presence of an awesome God, my Lord and my Savior, praise God. The circumstances, praise the Lord, don't matter. Because I've got my Lord and my Savior by my side. Praise God. Therefore, he said this. Now watch. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. He said, there's a return coming someday. He said, it's kind of like that retirement package that you're looking forward to. Amen. That you've worked for, you've laid it up, and you know the that 401k and the company said, well, you know, whatever you put in, we'll put in up to 6%. We'll match it up to 6%. So you're going to put in that 6%. If you got any sense, you're going to put in every bit of that 6%. Because the company said they'd match it. That's free money. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, it's my money. I'm putting it in. Yeah, but they're matching it 6%. Amen. So you're getting 6%, praise God, that you don't have to work for. You say, well, preacher, I did. A fellow argued with me a while back, said, well, preacher, I did work for that. I gave them extra, so they put that 6% in, but I deserved every bit of that. Well, maybe you did. Amen. Bible says we're supposed to do all things as unto the Lord, so we're supposed to be giving them 110% anyway. Amen. You know, well, preacher, I would, but I don't like them. I don't even like working there. Praise God, we'll go find you another job. Amen. Praise the Lord. You was looking when you found that one. Amen. Praise the Lord. You pray about it. God will give you something. Bless His name. He said, but cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. He said, don't get rid of it. He praised God. He said, we got to hold on to it. He said, when it comes to solid faith, we got to have that blessed assurance. We got to have that confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that makes a difference when we have our confidence in Him. He gives us that confidence that we need, that assurance that we need. He says in, back over in chapter 10, verse 22, he said this. He said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance. Now that right there, you could say that's full confidence. Who is our confidence in? It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. He said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. He said, let the Lord clean us up. He said, let us hold fast. Now watch this. He said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Amen. He said, that high expectation that we have. He said, don't ever get lax on our expectation. I mean, God's able to exceed all of our expectation. You know why we're not blessed to the Lord like he would like to bless us? Is because our expectation ain't high enough. Amen? You get in there and serve the Lord, you love the Lord, and you do all you can to lift Him up and magnify Him. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and everything we need will be added to us. Shall be added to you. Amen? We just got to put the Lord first. We got to ask God help. We got to have that solid faith to believe that He's able and He's willing. Amen? He said, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, now watch this, you may receive the promise. He said, in other words, what he's doing, he said, that's that 401k coming through. And he said, you're going to receive that promise. Amen. Your 6%, for the company 6%, for God 6%, praise God, you're going to come out way ahead in the end. Amen. God promised He'd take care of us. Say, I've never seen righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. So He's going to be there to minister to us, minister through us, minister for us, if we'll let Him. He said, for you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, now here's where the rubber meets the road, to do the will of God. In other words, that He is that ruling desire in your heart. Amen? Let me say that again. Are you listening? That the God, Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is that ruling desire in your heart. He's first and foremost. That's why He has to be our priority. Amen. Everything else comes after Him. He said if He is that the ruling force in our life, praise God, He makes all the difference. Look back in Matthew chapter number 7. To do the will of God. Amen? Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 21, it says this. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But now watch this. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Amen? He said, so who's going to be in heaven? He said, those that do the will of God. He said, not everybody that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Just because we call out the Lord, just because we know His name, don't mean we're going to be in heaven. Amen? Maybe one of them, he says, depart from me, for I never knew you. He goes on, verse number 22, he says, many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Amen? He's talking about supernatural acts, praise God, that we've done. He said, then will I profess, now watch this, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen? He acknowledges here that he never knew them. Amen? You say, how did they do all these things? They done it in their flesh. Amen? They did it in the flesh. They didn't do it in the spirit. They didn't do it to raise and glorify the name of Lord Jesus Christ. They do it for their own recognition. They said, Lord, look at me. Amen. But people look at me. The Lord didn't even know what they was doing. He said that those that are doing the will of God, they're seeking to do His will. The Father's will, praise God. Those are the ones that will be recognized. And he says we got to be patient. We got to just keep doing patiently the things that God helps us do. He said, not casting away, therefore, your confidence. He said, we've got to hold on to that confidence. Amen? Praise God. He said we got to carry the load. Amen? He said, things may not always be easy. He said, but we've got to carry the load. We can't give up. We got to keep carrying the load. Not cast away. Not to try to get out from under the load. So we got to keep carrying it. You say, how do we do it? We go back over by having our confidence, by having its full assurance of God Almighty and putting away our evil conscience and doing the thing, praise God, that bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes the difference. Amen? You remember over in Habakkuk? The Lord's coming, praise God. He said we need to be ready. We need to be looking for Him, expecting Him at any day. He said, for yet a little while, and ye that shall come, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Amen? Habakkuk said in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3, he said, for he shall surely come and will not tarry. He's coming. He said, we need to be expecting, looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? These people going out of here every day to be with Him. And these people going out of here every day that He's saying, depart from me because I never knew you. Amen. You say, well, He's sending people to hell. No, they did themselves. When they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us on Calvary. The author of Hebrews here, he's trying to explain to us, amen, that the only help we have is help in the Lord. That solid foundation. Its keynote of this passage is that solid foundation. The not to draw back. He said, now the just shall live by faith. And those that's been justified, you know, just as if you never sinned. Even though we know we're all sinners exceeding. Like old Paul. Paul said, I'm a sinner exceeding. He said, I was a greater sinner of any of them. But he said, the justified, those that's been born again, shall live by faith. Because we're living because we're looking for a soon coming Savior, which is Jesus Christ the Lord. He said, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. He said, we can't draw back. Well, there's no. Peter said, Lord, what we go back to? That thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen? Bobby said, I'm just going to go with you, Lord. You've got the words of eternal life. And he said, I won't live forever. Amen. I'm going to live forever, praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going to live for heaven. Praise God, I'm going to live forever in heaven with my Savior. Amen. I'm going to depart this old world, whether by death or the rapture, and I'm going to go home. Amen. I'm going to go home to be with the Lord in heaven. They said, no, he said, don't draw back, praise God, because of what you have in Christ Jesus. He said, if you draw back, he said, God's going to deal with you as these that sin willfully. He said, don't draw back, praise God. He said, well, there's nothing to draw back to, nothing to go back to. We are to press ahead for the cause of Christ. Every day, going a little farther for Jesus. We ought to get up every morning and say, Lord, Jesus, thank you for keeping me through the night. And Lord, help me to do something today that'll bring glory to your name. Help me, Lord, that I'll not be a reproach to you, but you'll get glory out of my life. That somebody can see you in me. Amen. Before the day's done. Praise God. God Almighty. Amen. Praise God. If we draw back from God have to act, God will act. Amen. But true believers, those that's on a solid foundation, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. They've got that solid foundation, that solid faith. Where they're not going to turn back. We're not going to quit. We're not going to give up. I know sometimes this old flesh would like to. Amen. But we can't quit. We can't give up. We can't back up. We got to keep pressing on for the cause of Christ. The things that we're seeing taking place in our country today, it's unreal. I never thought it. Well, the Bible says it would come to pass. He said people would turn from the faith. He said they'll turn against the faith. They'll turn against believers, born again believers, and we're seeing it taking place even today. Amen. We're seeing it taking place. But thank God there's a whole lot of our young'uns that's opened their eyes and they're beginning to see. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is real and He's alive and He's true and He's truth. And we can count on Him because we are true believers and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. He said, but we are not of them who draw back in unto perdition. That means to go into a place of loss and ruin. To where we can't be used of God for His glory. He said, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. Those that believe in eternal life, those that believe in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That we are going to, through solid faith, He said, we're going to attain the promise that was made to you and me. In verse 23 of chapter 10, He said, let's hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Amen. Solid faith, praise God, is what we need because, hey, we're just trying to attain to the promise that was made for you and me. He said, through solid faith, we can attain to that promise. But he said, remember, those that go back on God, praise God, God will have to deal with us. Amen. I've said many, many times, those that backslid against God, those that go back out in sin, willful sin, God will judge. And if God can't get your attention, He may just take you on out of here so you don't become a reproach to His name. Amen. I believe that. But praise God, it's a whole lot better to just abide in solid faith, the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He said, we're not of those that draw back into perdition. Amen. We're not one to go back where God can't use us and God can't tell us and teach us right from wrong and the good and goodly things that He wants us to do for His glory. He said, that's not us. He said, but we're of those that believe to the saving of the soul. In other words, what he's saying here, Brother Jeff, he said, we're those that believe that there's a soon coming Savior. And that we're looking for Jesus like He may come today. Amen. May come today before we get home to get in bed. Praise the Lord. We get to go home. Amen. You say, don't that scare you? No. But what bothers me, I've got to stand before Him with my little bit of deeds that I've done for Him since I've been saved. But praise God, to be in the presence of the Lord, boy, be a glorious thing. Amen. A glorious thing. A place where we've never been, and we're all apprehensive about. I told you before, everybody is apprehensive about dying and going to heaven. Because it's something, John, that we've never participated in before. We don't know nothing about it. We don't know anybody else that's been through it and made it to the other side. Hello? Amen? But we know that through the Word of God, we've seen a couple. We've seen Elijah, seen Moses, and they come back when they was a shining in glory. Amen. That's what we'll be one day, shining in glory. Why? Because of a solid faith that we have here on earth. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious promises that He gives us. And the writer here is trying to tell us, praise God, he said, you've made it this far. He said, don't turn back now. He said, just put the pedal to the metal, hammer down for Jesus. Just keep lifting Him up, praising Him, giving Him glory for everything that He's doing. Amen. And as you praise Him and give Him glory, boy, He just blesses you the more. And he says, boy, I said, I like that praise. I said, I believe I'll just bless it. Just open that spout. Just let that glory come out. Amen. And you just get in there and rejoice in the glory of God. You see the magnificent and that solid faith that we have in Him. Trusting in Him, relying on Him, adhering to Him, knowing, praise God, believing that He is a good God of heaven and He's there to take care of us. Amen. And when we have that solid faith, praise God, we're playing on His side of the field. Amen. I told somebody the other day, I said, you know what, when the Lord comes back, I want Him to know that I'm on His side. Amen. I want Him to know, I don't want Him to have to guess. Well, which ones is for me? That's why He said, when the Lord come back, said in Luke 18, He said, will I find faith? Amen. I want Him to find me, praise God. I said, that's one of mine. Praise God. You want His today? Have you got solid faith? Faith that's unmovable, faith that's abiding, faith that's sure. Amen. No backing up, no giving in. Amen. Not giving in to willful sin. Doing those things that's contrary to what we know is right. That little old boy last week, a week ago today, that shot Charlie Kirk. Man, he's just a man that was trying to give the gospel out, try to encourage people, trying to show people the error of their ways and the goodness of God's. And that little boy done what he did willfully. He knew what he was doing. He said they had to take him out. Amen. He had to take him out. Because it's just willful sin. He knew what he was doing. And he'll have to be judged for that sin the same way that we will. But he said if we've got that solid faith and we've got our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, fully trust in Him, amen, praise God, we won't be judged for the things of this world we'll be judged for. We'll be judged for that stand that we have. We don't cast away that confidence. We got to have that confidence. We've got to keep our confidence. Because we don't know what this world's going to throw at us before we get out of here. But our confidence needs to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. You may go through something tomorrow that you never dreamt of, never expected. Amen. And our confidence for tomorrow needs to be in Christ, in the Lord. Amen.